And we have in the studio, I'm so glad to have, I'm going to make sure your mic gets on, Dwayne, here. Let me turn your mic on. I'm glad you came in, Dwayne. How are you doing? Let's pull that mic. Oh, we're just going to switch you to this mic. Yeah, this is a good mic over here. The Makawa Rodeo Parade is coming. It's the 53rd. It's the 53rd parade. Oh, it's big time. And so it's happening Saturday, July 7th. But the reason I invited you in today, Dwayne, is because we have to get the entry forms in by tomorrow if you want to be in the parade. So let me move that a little bit closer there. So this is important, folks. We actually have the entry forms right here at the radio station here at 1900 Main. And all around, actually a very good placement all around the island as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have them in various locations around the island. And if people want them, they can actually go to our online site, makwarodeoparade.org, or they can email makwarodeoparade@gmail.com.
That's good. They can actually just email, and then what, you can send them an app back, application to fill out?
Yes.
So they have to do that today, because it's going to be in tomorrow.
Yes.
So, this is going to be a big parade. It always is a big parade. It's one of my favorite parades because, number one, I love it. I love the location up country there. I love going up Baldwin Avenue. And I love the fact that it's kind of down home. And I was up there last weekend, and I could see they already had all the flags out and everything were already out. And it looks really nice. It really looks like it could be like 100 years ago when you're going through that section of Baldwin Avenue. It's another time and space in a way, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much so. The buildings are really pretty much original. And Makawa, I believe, is one of the communities that you need to build. If you're going to build, you need to match the existing area.
That makes sense, too. And, I mean, I've been in enough parades where I've been down there on horseback sometimes on truck, sometimes with a generator. But for horses, there's that whole meeting ground over there by the cemetery. And again, the horses make you feel when you're around that. This is definitely could be like, you know, the turn of the century in Paniolo country. But when we look at how many years, 53 years, it's seen quite a history in this parade.
Yes, we've had a lot of different participants. This year, again, we're going to have a lot of very interesting participants.
What do we have this year? Let's go down some of our entries.
Okay, well, we got our usual big ones, the Grand Marshal along with the Special Parade Honoree. We're also going to have the Rodeo Court. And those are the mainstays. And then this year so far, I've gotten an application in from very interesting. Sounds like a really good entry, Miss Wheelchair Hawaii.
And I didn't know there was a Miss Wheelchair Hawaii, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's your Grand Marshal even. I should. Tell us who the Grand Marshal is.
Okay, Grand Marshal this year is Frank Crozier, who is chosen by the Maui Roping Club. And our special parade honoree is Sam Viveris, and he is chosen by our parade committee.
Mm-hmm. They get to be in the back of a nice car, sitting in the back there.
I believe Grand Marshal will be riding a horse.
Oh, nice.
Our parade honoree, I believe, will drive his own four-wheel drive mule. Yeah, he's been in our parade many, many times. So.
Uh-huh. You're wearing the nice Makawa Parade t-shirt. It's a 50, says it's a nice red color. It says 53rd Annual Makawa Parade. Got a couple horseshoes after 53rd Annual and a nice bucking bronco over 53rd. And I love it. And you even have a Timmy's Memorial Roping hat. You kind of look the part. How long have you been involved in the parade?
Actually, I've been a participant. I usually watch every year. But when I had my own store, I was a participant. And now I've been with the organization for the last three parades now.
What store did you have?
Okay, this goes way back in Makawao Town, the old Makawao Feed Garden and Hardware.
Oh, wow.
So I used to put in floats every year, and it was a lot of fun.
Where was that? Was that on Makawao Avenue?
Yes, a little bit across from the public parking lot right now.
Yeah, I think I remember. Yeah, I think I do remember. I've had when I lived in Haiku, I had horses I kept in my backyard and everything. So
yeah, back in the day, you know, people rode their horses through Makuhau Town every day.
Yeah, but that was around what year would they do that? Well, I know there was that stunt where they went to Casanova's. That was one of the Baldwins or something, wasn't it? At that time, they rode into Casanova.
Yeah, I believe one of them was a Pereira, one of the Pereiras.
Was it?
And then one, I believe, I'm guessing it was Peter Baldwin.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very, very much Makuhau.
Yes. And Makuhau's got such a unique, wonderful flavor about it, between the Paniolo and between the wonderful artists. I mean, it's a wonderful art community. I mean, truly, when you think of all the art stores there, it's got to be at least five art stores at least.
At least,
Sherry Reeves,
more, yeah.
And then there's the one next to the Tibetan one, the one right there on the near the corner.
Yes,
is the art gallery, and then there's at least another two on Baldwin there, right?
Right.
And
right.
And then there's the Makuhau Museum, Makuhau History Museum.
Yes, yes.
As well, and I'm glad that's thriving. It's kind of grown a little bit as well.
Yeah, very interesting place to go and visit. You know, there's all kinds of exhibits there. And they're always changing things around, so it's very interesting.
It is. And of course, one of our favorites, Casanova, and Polly's. And I was just at Polly's, actually, and saw Tim up there on Sunday. And I have to say, those are some of my favorite nachos, folks. I love their nachos. They're good nachos. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and Polly's is actually one of the backers, aren't they, of the parade?
Very much. They're a really big supporter of the parade. And actually, we have them on our posters because they have a once-a-year breakfast, and it's on parade morning. So by all means, everyone can get up there early, and there's a Polly's breakfast. There's also a pancake breakfast for the History Museum at Habibi's. So there's a lot going on even before the parade starts.
Well, that's the idea. Let's talk a little bit about that, because this is really important. I mean, if you're a participant, you need to get up there early. You know, if you're a participant, you have to get your place way before the start of the parade to be, and you have your number and everything like that. You got to kind of be checked in, and they'll come around, and it's really, truly well organized. But you can't have your horses where the trucks are supposed to be, and the trucks can't be where the horses are supposed to be. And everyone's got to have their place. You know, if it's your first time, you may not know that, but you will find out that you can't put a big old semi-truck right by the horses, because that's all horses over there. So there's ways it's organized. And this year is a political year, so I don't know if you have a section for all the politicians. That'd be interesting in itself, just seeing all the politicians together there. Because you're going to have a lot of politicals, aren't you?
Yes, I believe we're going to have a lot this year. We're still getting applications coming in, and we're actually having applicants, political applicants from the Outer Islands coming in.
Yeah.
So I believe we're going to have Governor Ige.
Oh, wow.
I believe we're going to have, I'm pretty sure we're having Bernard Carvalho, the mayor of Kauai. And I know for sure we have one other applicant from Oahu that is running for governor, I believe.
Wow.
So there will be a lot of political people this year. So
most of those walk, right?
Most
of them walk. Now, how does it work? Now, if you're in the parade, you need to get there about, is it 2 hours before the parade starts?
I would say that would be good. We're going to have at least about 3, 4, or 5 staging areas. One for horses, one for marchers, and all that. And the road, Baldwin Avenue, will actually begin to close at about 8 o'clock to 8:15, because at 8:30 we have our stick horse race, which happens right in the town.
Oh, it's a fun one. So let's go down the whole thing here. For the judging the parade categories, you have best parade horse. How many times has Rose gotten that?
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. She's gotten that a lot, hasn't she? That big paint. Remember that paint horse she's always ridden in that?
Yes.
I don't even know if the horse is still alive anymore. She's been, she's gone through a few horses in her many parade days, right?
Yes, she's.
So best parade horse. And those are decorated nicely, those horses, huh?
Very much so. Rose probably has won so many awards. And she will be in it again this year.
Is she going to be? God bless her soul.
Yes, she's
God bless her. She's got to be the most parade horse ridden person entry ever. I mean, and she's recognized. She's got huge awards around the country for her involvement in horses. And you get the best mounted rider. No. Oh, so the horse gets an award and the rider gets the award as well.
That's right. Those are different awards.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's kind of nice thinking. Yeah. So the horse gets an apple and the rider gets an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. Best mounted pair. So that's good. These are nice incentives for people, right?
Yes.
Best mounted group. And I know a lot of times the ones that went into the crater would have their groups. Or sometimes even the... I've seen sometimes the people who work with the park department sometimes have even ridden, haven't they?
Yes, very much so. The National Park usually has an entry in the parade. And this year, I believe they will have some mules in the parade.
That's cute.
Because they do a lot of mules now in the crater.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know, mules aren't as stubborn. They're not like donkeys.
No.
Mules are very smart.
Very smart.
Very smart. And they're half, you know, these folks. But a mule is different than a donkey because a mule's half horse and half donkey.
So that's right. Yeah.
But they're bigger, so they can carry more and everything. And they're very, very sturdy. They know their steps. They step very carefully on these mountain trails. And then you have best mounted group and then best mounted keiki. I didn't even know there was an award for best mounted keiki.
Yes, we do have some really young keikis that come in on smaller horses and ponies.
Aww.
And they're really, really something to watch, too.
Yes, and best costumed rider. You really are encouraging a lot of horses on this thing with all these awards, aren't you?
We do try to encourage it because the parade originated for the rodeo, and we want to have and encourage as many horse riders as we can.
I think that's great. You can't just take any horse and throw them into a parade, folks. I know. I mean, I've ridden in the parade before. And you can have a good horse and a beautiful horse, but if that horse can't handle kids that run into the street, balloons that get loose in front of them, backfiring of vehicles, anything can happen in a parade. And if you've got a horse that isn't rock solid, you can be in big trouble with that horse in a parade. So I'm sure anyone entering knows this. And it's not a beauty contest for the horses. It's a horse that you can trust. that will be nice and calm. And if it needs to wait 5 minutes, you know, or longer, it doesn't start freaking out and dancing sideways up the hill, you know.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Then the other floats, you've got best musical entry, and that's good because that's always fun because you always get some people in the back of a truck, you know, doing some usually dance, right, and music.
Right, yeah. I know we have for sure a couple already this year. So, we're looking forward to it.
And best float entry, and that's a big prize. 1 year we got that. Best representation of theme. So what is the theme this year?
This year's theme is very generic for Makuhao. It's Paniolo country. And we're kind of excited to see how people take to that.
That's a great theme. I can't help but smile and think of Herb Pedersen, right? And how he's, and the great song, Going Back to Paniolo Country, right? And so, tell me some of that. And most patriotic. Gets one as well. So, folks, this is really a fun thing to do, but I know people wait to the last minute, Duane. They really do wait to the last minute, and I bet you're going to get a ton of calls tomorrow because tomorrow's the deadline. People are going, I didn't get my entry in yet. Can we wait a day or two? You can still get entry. I bet that happens to you, right?
Every year. probably this year, I'm already getting lots of calls. And, we are... We are letting people come in a little later because this year we did get our applications out just a little late. So definitely we're allowing people to just get their applications in and turn in their signed waivers. And even their payment, that can be turned in at the mandatory meeting date.
And the mandatory meeting date's when?
Is next week on the 27th.
Okay. know, it's hard to believe it's coming up so fast, isn't it? I mean, really, we're just a few weeks away.
Right.
From the parade. Right. So we're going to go down this because this is always part of the fun. Number one, it's great to get up there early because you can get a parking space.
Yes.
That's it. Number one, that's really, really important if you aren't, both if you're an entry, because then you got to get there early anyway, but also if you're going to be watching. And the old timers know this. So they're already all set up. A lot of them hold spaces on the side of the road, you know. And you can park at the Eddie Tam Gym.
You can park at Eddie Tam. We are encouraging our participants to park at Eddie Tam where the parade ends. And then we will have a bus shuttle going from Eddie Tam to the staging areas for the applicants.
Well, that's good.
And even for participants if they choose to get on there. But they'll be taken to the beginning part. Spectators will have a shuttle going back and forth from 7 to 1 from Oski Rice Arena.
Oh,
so there's a lot of parking up there.
Oh, smart thinking, Dwayne.
Yeah, so.
So you're going to deliver them right to the rodeo.
Yes, yeah.
So they park up there, get the shuttle down, starting at what time?
The shuttle starts at 7.
Wow.
And it goes through 1 o'clock, so.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, the parade actually starts at what time?
Parade starts at 9 after the stick horse race finishes, which starts at 8:30.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's start with the thing. This is another reason why I love to come early. We all love the Makohangwanji Mission, and they have a famous rummage sale. And it's good.
Yes.
It's huge. It's big.
It's big.
And it's been going on for years. It's right there at 7 o'clock. You all know where that is, right? It's that big old tree that was, it's across from the post office, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe some people get there early enough where they can park down there and they in that parking lot, but there's not a lot of spaces, but that's, if you're there up early, you might be able to get a space down there.
Yeah, right. I think so.
Yeah. And so 7 o'clock, that starts. And also at 7 o'clock, the annual parade breakfast at Polly's Mexican Restaurant. And they make up an amazing breakfast for this. It's really, like you say, once, I didn't know it was just once a year, but it's a good one. And you can be sure, again, it's going to be kind of crowded in there too, because this is a popular breakfast. And it's kind of like the scene, you know, when it says hi. And it's like going to a relative's place for breakfast because everyone knows everyone, right?
Right.
And then the Makoa History Museum Pancake Breakfast is just $5, and that's 7:30 till 9 o'clock at Habibi's right in the middle of town. And then also for the Keiki, free face painting from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Makoa Library, which is fun for the Keiki. And as you mentioned, this is kind of a nice tradition, the stick horse race at 8:30. And people take these seriously. My gosh, it's a lot of fun, but you can get stick horse questions answered at AlohaCowboyMaui@AOL.com. You register. You can register that morning, 8 o'clock?
I believe so.
At 8:30 at Designing Wahine.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's where it starts.
And you give the stick horses? You provide the stick horses?
Well, we do have some. We encourage people to bring their own if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I believe they had upwards of 80 participants.
That's a lot of stick horses.
Yeah, and I know
so which are the fastest stick horses?
Gosh. Good question.
What pedigree? I mean, is it the thoroughbred, you know, stick horses run faster than the other stick horses kind of?
Probably.
I think so. They're bred for it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, the big thing is, though, training these stick horses to get out of the gate fast. Because, you know, that makes or breaks the race, is how quickly can these stick horses actually break. A well-trained stick horse can go about 30 feet at the break of the gate. I'm just saying, I've seen these stick horses training. But you got to have a good trainer for a stick horse. So it's probably some people already in training for their stick horses right now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And Merchant's Paniolo Chili Cook-Off is happening at Maui Hands. And now this is a big one as well. You know, this chili cook-off is famous, and that starts at 9.
Yes.
But this is the thing. I don't ever understand this, because that's the same time as the parade.
Yeah. I think they're geared a little more toward trying to keep people in the town, and the chili is made by different merchants throughout the town.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's local. Local merchants doing the chili cook-off.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the parade starts, obviously, at 9. Book sale and craft making at the Makoa Library, 9:30 to 3. Now, that's kind of cool that they're doing that. I didn't know they were doing the craft making. Has this been going on for a while? Will they do that till 3?
Actually, it has. It's been going in conjunction with the parade for several years.
Well, and, you know, people can go to Makoa Rodeo Parade. Makoa Rodeo Parade at gmail.com. Dwayne is here right now, so you can't call him right now. But Dwayne Hamamura's number, if you need to call. Should I give out your number or not? It's
definitely
on the poster, which I think is pretty brave. But 268-8729 is the Dwayne's number, 808-268-8729. So this is because I know people always have stupid questions, don't they?
Well,
I'm sorry, I said that. He didn't say that.
But I'm very willing to just help anybody if they have any questions or concerns. They can definitely call me. And, you know, we want people to participate. So it's a lot of fun.
There's nothing else like this particular parade. And this is our down-home Makoa event, very different than the other parades. And you're close up, you know, it's not like you're far away, you're close up. But a few rules, and not a lot, but a few rules, you know. If you're in the parade, you're not supposed to throw stuff out.
Correct.
I know some people think it's kind of cool to throw things from a truck or something like that. But it's amazing to me there hasn't been, considering how, what could happen. I mean, I only remember once when the Baldwins had that accident before the parade started where the stagecoach went over. But I mean, it's amazing to me what, and people do used to throw things from their things, and kids would run up to vehicles while they were moving to try to get stuff because people were handing stuff out from vehicles. Now, folks, that's, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that's dangerous, right? So you don't want to be handing stuff out. That's going to make kids want to run out and get it while you're in a moving vehicle and there's horses running around and things like that. A little bit of safety and common sense can go a long way here. So there's a good reason why you say no handouts, right?
Well, there's a little bit. We do allow people to walk along the sides and hand it out, but no throwing into the crowd.
Right, which is why a lot of the politicians walk.
Yes. Yeah.
And on top of that, it's what's fun is that the people do recognize people, and they're very, having been in the parade probably, gosh, how many times I've been in this parade? I've been in the parade probably at least over 15 times, 16 times. And you know what? You like to have people wave and smile back at you when you're waving and smiling. And I've made this observation, Dwayne, after many years in parades. What happens is sometimes the younger people and the cakey are much more emotive and wave more than adults. Sometimes it takes like a lot of waving to get adults begin to think like they're watching TV or something. They just kind of glazed over and looking. You know? But if you're in the parade as a participant, it's great to be waved at, you know, and say if you wave, someone waves, you wave back, you know, and say hi. It's like, yeah, a little communication, like it's a real thing, you know, it kind of goes a long way. So I'm just saying parade participants really like to be waved at. And if you can even applaud them or something, that's like, make someone's day in the parade when you get applause, right?
Yeah, definitely. I know our we actually have some volunteer groups that help us with the pooper scooper on the roadway.
Oh, right.
They'll get the biggest applause.
Yeah,
by
isn't
far.
That interesting? That is interesting.
And it's really
great. Well,
it's
lucky you don't have any elephants in the parade.
Right.
I mean, that would definitely take a lot of applause. I don't think there's any elephants in the parade this year, right?
No elephants.
I don't think so. But the stick horses take a lot of cleaning up after as well. I mean, those guys, you know, especially with 80 participants, my gosh. On top of that, I do believe Akaku, they're going to be videotaping it. I think they are, right?
I believe so.
I think they're going to be doing a videotape of it. And I think we're going to be up there as well, right? Our station, I believe, is. We're one of the sponsors.
Right.
I'm on the Buzz 107. That's our other sister station. I know I'm on this station right now because I'm on this station. But the Buzz is my alter ego. And we're a sponsor, Koi FM 94X and KEWE. And we're 100% behind it as well. So, I mean, because it is a fun thing. Now, I've noticed, and I'd like you as an expert, Dwayne, what's the best time for participants to shine? You know, just like in the Rose Parade we see in others, you know, everyone knows when the cameras are on them. They try a little harder. They do their whole routine. They make sure it's all set to go. And when you see the judges, you know, are the judges still going to be right there on the corner across from Polly's? Is that going to be one of the judging stations still?
Yes, that's still the main judges station, our main announcer station. And we actually will have 3, possibly even 4 announcer stands this year.
Oh my gosh, that's more than ever.
Yeah. But the main one is definitely right in the smack middle of town where it turns from Baldwin into Makawao.
And that's a good sight because you can actually see as they go up one way and then you can see them, you know, you get a chance to see them slowing down and you get a chance to see everything. Usually that area is jam-packed full of people.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that is probably if you're going to get up there early and you want to save a space. But people bring their you know, chairs and they bring shade. And they have their, you know, and the people who have homes along on Baldwin Avenue, you see them all out there, you know, with all their friends over staying, and it's a big deal, right, you know, stuff. But there's 4 announcing stations, so that's kind of cool. So those are going to be where else besides the main one across from Polly's?
Okay, our first one will be right by the Makawao School.
Oh, down there?
Yeah, way down there where the parade pretty much starts.
Oh, there hasn't been one there before.
No, never.
Well, isn't that interesting? So the people that hang on there, a lot of people down there can really find out what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. At least when people pass by, the announcers can say who they are.
I think that's smart.
And all that kind of thing. And then I believe the second one would be along Makawao Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one, the third one.
The second would be the one that's there in front of where Dragon's Den and those just kind of from there. Yeah,
that's the main one. That would be the second. Then I believe there will be one a little bit farther down toward Eddie Tam. And then the last one is right before Eddie Tam Park. And
where people turn to go down the hill and it's all over.
Yeah, and the people that live there, they've done this for years. They've done it on their own. Now they're a big part of the parade, the Petersons. And they actually build every year a stand there, and they do their announcing from there.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, this is important to people. Even though the parade starts at 9 o'clock, it's not exactly sure when it's going to be over. It depends how many people. But estimated time of ending of the parade is?
Usually it's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, maybe about 2 hours.
So this is why it's good to park up at the Oscar Rice Arena and take the shuttle down, so then as soon as you want, you can take the shuttle. Where's the shuttle going back going to be at, where people shuttle back to the Oscar Rice?
Okay, we're talking about that this year, of changing the shuttle. But usually in years past, it's been by I Street, which is across from the public parking lot again.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it'll possibly still be there.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then takes you right up to the rodeo, which is fun, and you don't have to worry about anything. You're all set to go.
Right.
Well, Dwayne, you came in last minute. I'm really glad you did. I wanted to get you in before the end the end line of getting in. You got to get your entries in, folks, by tomorrow, unless you bribe Dwayne, get it in late. You can call Dwayne at 268-8729 or email him at makawaorodeoparade@gmail.com. There's some limited edition T-shirts for sale at Makawao History Museum and Komoda Store and Bakery. Are they going to be open?
Definitely, and they're going to be very busy.
They're always busy. Which is your favorite there?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to put
you
on the spot.
I think they're all.
Cream puff.
Cream puffs, definitely.
Cream puffs.
Stick donuts.
Stick donuts for the stick horses.
Right.
You can feed your stick horse a stick donut for doing. Stick horses love stick donuts.
Yeah.
Well, Dwayne, it's been charming talking to you. I love the parade, and who doesn't like the Mockawa Rodeo Parade, and it's a fun thing. Decide to be part of it. It's a whole different experience being a part of it than watching it. And it's very memorable, and you can do Facebook Live, you know, and everyone around the world can see it, right? And you can be on the back of whatever, whether it's a vehicle or a horse or whatever, right? But I really appreciate you taking the time. And I want to give a shout-out to Brenda, who's been working very, very hard on this as well. She's kind of been a motivating force to make this happen. So I know how hard she's been working on this. She's been involved with it for years. So a big mahalo to her. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Have a wonderful week. Come on out this Saturday. I'll be out there at the Lahaina Cannery Mofferson at Maui. We want to see you. Aloha. Ah.